Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And by the way, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, certainly all of our over the road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website. Made some changes over there over the weekend. Go check it out, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out. Take advantage of the different things we have over there. And joining us right now in this Monday morning extraordinaire, we've got the professor of politics from California IA himself, Kyle Warren.
Good morning.
Yay. Yay. There they are. Yay.
All right.
Everybody's excited. Yay. By the way, they got two drinks in their hand because of the Bucks game.
There you go.
Oh, my God. You talk about a football game. Holy cow. 19-17, the Bucks win going away. Tom Brady goes back to his home team, his home area, where he was for the last 20 years or so, and got treated like royalty. And it was really something to watch his old teammates come up to him and congratulate him at the end of the game, including Bill Belichick.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah, quite a game. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'll tell you what, Kyle, last week was a strange week in Washington, D.C. for the president, Joe Biden. He went to the Capitol, I guess it was Friday, right?
Right.
To try to get his plan put through so they could get it passed by the weekend. And he wound up walking out losing more than he tried to gain. And I mean losing. Because he was slapped in the face big time by his own party. And things have, if you can say things have gotten worse, boy, have they gotten worse.
Now, they have gotten worse.
Mm-hmm. Now, Joe Manchin's at the forefront of all of that. But your buddy that you seem to be able to talk to on firsthand, Bernie Sanders, is throwing gasoline on the fire from the other end of things. Holy smokes. What's Bernie doing?
Well, Captain, you know, he's, you know, one of the things that's part and parcel of this now is trying to come up with something that lowers the quote-unquote price tag, because I thought, first of all, it costs $0, so how could there be a price tag? But, of course, they've got to get something going, they believe, and even to try to reach a $2.2 trillion compromise, $2 trillion is still, as Bernie Sanders would say, it's still not enough. Captain. Right?
He wants $6 trillion. He wants more. Six. That's what he wants. We need $6 trillion. We can't do it for any less. It's got to be $6 trillion. Oh my God.
You know, the very thought, Captain, that they think that it's just $6 trillion. You know, this has now become way beyond monopoly money. It's gone way beyond fantasy. If this is so far out, we can't get a radar fix on it anymore.
Well, nobody should be surprised that Joe Biden, surprising no one, has been his most destructive force in all of this. His ridiculous trip to the Capitol is now being reported as more disastrous than was originally thought. Here's why. He ran his mouth without knowing what he was talking about and proclaimed that the infrastructure bill and reconciliation bill would be linked. This is something that Nancy Pelosi had already promised would not be done any longer. Now, isn't that something?
It sure is. Again, Joe Biden goes off script, and that's fine with me, only because we get to watch the aftermath of all that. But for Nancy Pelosi trying to cobble together this whole thing, fighting the so-called progressives in her own party and watching all this crumble. By the way, Captain, I think it's also crumbling because there's not widespread support for what the Democrats are trying to foist upon the American people.
Well, here's the thing. The moderates that Biden needs to pass his agenda are now furious. And that includes the progressives that are not moderate at all. Now, does that sound like a party that's about to come together to give Biden what he wants?
Nope, not at all.
It certainly sounds like the president is a bumbling old man who thought he was going to charm people on Capitol Hill and only wound up blowing up what little progress he thought he had made. Now, the agreement to not link the bills was the bare minimum, and now that's gone. So you're not going to get Joe Manchin support, nor the moderates in the House, nor the progressives in the House if the bills are linked. Manchin has been absolutely clear on that, and Biden has been out of it for much of these negotiations and apparently had no clue what had even been given credit for and been agreed upon.
Well, exactly right. But I'll say once again, Captain, I was told that the adults are now in charge of everything.
They are.
Oh, my goodness, this is a total breakdown. I think that may have just been somebody saying that.
Well, of course.
It's not. This is just not. We're not watching the adults in charge.
No, we aren't. And hold that thought, because the adults that are in charge on this show are about ready to come back with a lot more stuff. We started out with a bang. We're going to continue. We got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, and I haven't even hardly begun to fight. Where did I hear that before? I've heard it somewhere. All right. Mike Gallagher, take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it away. By the way, it happened to me again over the weekend. I was out and about. Somebody walked up to me talking to me about Relief Factor. They said, thank you very much for telling us about Relief Factor. The problems that we've had are now gone. And I said, well, how long have you been taking it? They said, about 2.5 months. And I said, okay, how long did it take for it to kick in? They said, probably about a month before it really got in our system and did what it was supposed to do. And this was a husband and wife, by the way, who both had problems. The wife had arthritis, pardon me, and the husband had a lot of injuries from surgery that just gave him aches and pains constantly. And they'd both been taking it, and it works, is what they told me. And they said, thank you very much. And I told them, I says, well, I'm not surprised, and tell your friends. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. That's why Relief Factor works. It lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever your problem is. It also goes straight to the source of the problem. And guess what? It takes care of the inflammation, which is another reason that people are so uncomfortable. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. Now, it also supports healthy joints and muscles, helps the healing process, and it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it all started. Now, that's it, $19.95 to get your health back on track and get rid of the pain and the discomfort you're having. And all you got to do is go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. There's also a direct link to that off my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and that will turn you on to the 1995 3-week quick start, and away you go, and you'll find out what I already know, and that is this product works. So there. Take it, get out of pain, relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got any pain?
Fortunately, no, I don't. But I know that it's worked for a lot of people. That's really something.
You betcha. All right. I want to take a look at something here because I talked about President Biden having a bad week. Now, his polling numbers, his average daily job approval rating was 42%. Now, he's down below 50, and the only thing that's keeping him at 42% and not down in the 30s is this trumped-up poll, pardon the pun, that keeps coming from CNN and MSNBC that's figured faked in a detrimental manner to where it gives him a higher mark than what he should have.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, but we know that the poll numbers, by and large, are literally cratering for Joe Biden. He's losing among independents. That's really key. And then even among Democrats themselves, he's gone down. He's still in very high percentages, but nonetheless, there's a lot of Democrats, Captain, who are now abandoning and bailing out of Joe Biden because they see what's happening. But I do think at the White House, they're mostly concerned, too, with the independents beginning to walk away.
Well, the Latinos that used to be Democrats, and I'm using the word used to be, are dumping the Democrats like you dump dirty water into the sink over their anti-job, anti-oil, anti-climate agenda that's going to cost them a lot of money. They all know that because the Latinos are the ones that are being hurt right now. With all the illegals coming into this country, the Latinos are wondering whether or not they're going to have a job because they're going to get hired or they're going to lose their job and get and the job's going to go to somebody that's here illegally. Who's going to work cheaper?
Yeah, and that's just economics. You know, the other day, Captain, what is it, Jen Psaki, using Psaki logic, told us that companies would not raise prices on consumers if their taxes went up. Well, I guess maybe we could apply that same Psaki logic here to think that, well, if you flood the market with low-wage workers coming across the southern border, but that's not going to affect jobs. And so let's all live in a fantasy world.
You just gave me an idea. We need a Jen Psaki logic segment.
That's right.
Jen Psaki.
That's right. Well, because we can learn a lot from what Psaki logic teaches us.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. We need to do that. That'll be something we'll work on in the next few days. But anyway, and here's something else. After the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, contradicted President Joe Biden's statements about plans for the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, a majority of voters, believe that General Mark Milley is telling the truth. They do not believe Biden is telling the truth about Afghanistan.
Well, I think you could watch the videos of the two men talking about this subject, and I think that General Milley comes off as being much more credible and honest, as if he's simply speaking what he remembers and talking about the subject. Joe Biden, on the other hand, does not do that, especially if we look back to the interview with George Stephanopoulos.
Well, Joe Biden didn't get anywhere by trying to trash the military because the military turned around and dumped on him, so he decided to go after the State Department.
Right.
Which is what the military said, don't look at us. The State Department were the ones that had the SIV visas. The State Department were the ones that had the list, not us. We were there to provide security and lift people off the ground and bring them back and forth. That's what we were there for, period.
Right, but I got to tell you, and Joe Biden keeps saying the buck stops with him. I guess maybe he thinks that's just something you say, or it worked for Harry Truman. Maybe it'll work for him, but Harry Truman actually meant it.
Well, voters strongly disagree with President Joe Biden and his administration's decision to turn loose more than 12,000 Haitian migrants into the United States, which is what's been done so far, maybe more, because we don't know how many are here. And a majority now say that President Donald Trump's immigration policy was better, and it worked.
Well, it did work. And why did they reverse it? Well, of course, number one, because they
voters.
Want to... Well, right. Voters, they want to fundamentally change mm-hmm. the way the country operates and the makeup, but they also changed it all at the drop of a hat. See, yeah. they didn't even look at this, Captain. At yeah. the drop of a hat, they did this because it was a Trump policy.
And here's what's going to kill Joe Biden in the months to come. We know we're in an inflation period, right?
Right.
We know inflation's going to be with us at least through the end of 2022, and we've got many economists saying it's going to be here through the midterm elections, which is not going to bode well for the Democrats because there's only one finger to point at, and that's Joe Biden and his policies that have created this tremendous increase in oil and gasoline because he quit doing what Donald Trump was doing to make us energy self-sufficient so we didn't have to count on anything from outside the country.
That's right. And I will tell you this, Captain, being energy independent is one of the top things going into our national security.
Do you remember the $1.89 per gallon gasoline on January the 20th?
Yep.
When Biden got sworn in?
Yep.
And, mm-hmm. Went up very fast after that, didn't it?
Well, it certainly did. And people noticed that. And they also noticed the price of groceries. They also noticed how much it costs to go get anything because everything has to be trucked. Everything, there's fuel. Fuel is at the basis for all these different things. And if Joe Biden just looks around and goes, huh, what? I don't know what's happening. You know, but everybody else does.
Yep.
And it's going to stay with them.
And there's one poll that came out yesterday that said 60% of the American voters are against the $3.5 trillion reconciliation budget bill now pending in Congress. And they're also opposed to raising the national debt ceiling. That spells nothing but trouble for the Democrats and Joe Biden.
Well, exactly right. The American people understand, Captain, I think, intuitively, that the spending that they are talking about is going to make inflation take off like a rocket ship, for one thing. It's not, and these bills, they're not going to do what they say they're going to do. It's not going to be heaven on earth. But what they will do is they will really move the ball down the field to making this kind of a socialist nightmare. And that's exactly what especially these so-called progressives in the House and Senate want to do.
Now, there's quite a push to get people in electric cars, right?
Yes.
And you've seen all kinds of electric car charging stations everywhere you go, right?
Right.
You have?
Well, in my area, I've seen a lot of car charging stations.
But not everywhere you go.
That's right.
Not everywhere you go.
That's right. The infrastructure is just not there yet.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. They're few and far between over here where we're at. But the fact of the matter is, despite all the talk about the green technology as a way to fight climate change, most Americans do not think electric vehicles are practical now, and they don't expect them to replace the gasoline-powered cars anytime soon.
Well, hopefully the politicians will get the message, Captain, and they won't ban the internal combustion engine being sold.
Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden has been working this weekend, according to the White House, and will be holding some meetings at the White House with top congressional leaders in the next few days as he's trying to get his infrastructure bill and the larger social spending plan passed by lawmakers. The president saying, quote, everybody's frustrated, but says that's part of being in the federal government. Mention Huntington Beach, California to pretty much anyone on the planet, and they'll think beaches and beautiful clean waters, but now a cleanup operation's underway in those waters. As the Huntington Beach mayor says, the oil spill that's developed has come from
an offshore oil production operation.
The spill of about 3,000 barrels worth of oil, first reported early Saturday. Sequel to the 2018 comic book saga, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, is the new top movie in the U.S. and Canada. And this is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will take it away. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to us by Mike Lindell's MyPillow and his website, MyPillow.com, where you can go there and check out all the different things that he has for sale right there at MyPillow.com. And it's all priced down. It's all reduced because a lot of what he has there was what he used to sell at the big box stores. And, of course, you know how they like to mark things up, right? Well, when you can get towels for $39.99 versus $99.99 at the big box store, that shows you how much they marked them up. So Mike Lindell is giving you a deal. Now, you can go and check out all the different things that he has listed on the webpage, MyPillow.com, and use the product code, the promo code, Captain. One word, Captain. It'll save you money. You'll get the rock bottom price on whatever's there. In addition, they have a radio listener specials page. It's a logo link. You click on the page, you get about 24 items for sale. There's a little bit of a difference there than what there is on the home page. But same thing. Use the promo code Captain. You'll get the rock bottom price on everything. Now, you can also call them because many people don't want to do business on the Internet, but they will do business on the phone.
You can speak to a live person by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Remember, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Take advantage of all the things they have there for sale. They got some great, great, great products. And you've got a 60-day money-back guarantee on everything that's there. Give it a try. See what they have. Promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Phone number, 800-641-5459. Back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just to finish this little wrap here, and we just talked about the green technology, this is how bad it is for Joe Biden right now. Donald Trump was up in the 40s and close to 50 and over 50 many times on the direction that the company was headed in, right, whether that's the right direction or not.
Right, right.
Joe Biden is now down, and I use the word down to 32% of the people believe the country's headed in the right direction.
Well, I'm really worried about those 32%, Captain. I don't know what we can do, but it is really telling, because people have seen now Joe Biden in real time. They know exactly what kind of president he's making, and they've made their choice, their decision now.
Well, yes, and one more yes.
Well, exactly, because, again, Joe Biden came into office. He could have done certain moves that probably would have propelled him along, but look what he did, Captain. He didn't come in. He didn't try to unify anything. He actually started to divide us apart. He said he was going to handle COVID better. He didn't. He did. You know, he still hasn't won the hearts and minds of people. They're turning to authoritarianism. The list goes on. He's opened the borders. There are thousands and thousands of people coming. He completely messed up Afghanistan. Now we don't even know who came in. They certainly weren't the SIV holders, and the list goes on.
No, and we're finding out that when that was the case, that the State Department bungled it. They just grabbed people, because rather than doing what needed to be done to get the SIV holders that were standing just outside the fence, if you will, and waving their SIV cards at the military, and they were not even noticed, okay, that there was some really bad stuff going on.
Well, right. And I do think, Captain, that at some point, when people saw Joe Biden in that interview with George Stephanopoulos, and George Stephanopoulos talked about the people hanging on the airplane, falling off the airplane at altitude to their deaths, Joe Biden said, that was 4 or 5 days ago. Like, why are you even asking me about this? And they saw exactly what Joe Biden's like. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got some news stories coming in here that we're going to have to check here. Let me see here. I just got three different headlines in a row. Gunman in Scrubs opens fire in hospital in Philadelphia. Massive blaze in Tulsa, Long Island home. Three firefighters are hurt battling the inferno. And a former NASCAR driver was killed, fatally shot in a Georgia incident. Holy smokes.
That's horrible. Terrible.
We'll have to check on that, because that just now came in. A hiker said that there's no doubt that he talked to fugitive Brian Laundrie over the weekend in the North Carolina mountains on a hiking trail.
Yeah, that's what we hear. So again, I mean, hopefully the circle will tighten here.
And Dog the Bounty Hunter, and by the way, this came from the FBI, they were reporting this, and Dog the Bounty Hunter said he was acting on a tip in the North Carolina mountains. Well, he read the FBI report.
Yes, exactly.
I think he's grandstanding.
Could be.
I think he's grandstanding. That's what I think he's doing right now. But because he's got this television show and all that stuff, and this great fodder for the TV show.
Well, it's a national case, and it's become something of a cause celeb in that sense. But really, what it is, we're trying to find somebody who can shed any light and has some kind of information, and we will leave it at that for now, about the death of this young woman.
Now, according to a brand new peer-reviewed study accepted by the European Journal of Immunology, your immunity after having had COVID sticks around for a year in most healthy people, and maybe even longer than a year.
Well, and if we look at studies, for example, that came out of Israel with people that were much less likely to get COVID if they had natural immunity versus if they had simply been vaccinated, this is something, Captain, that this is all part of doing science. And what's happened is the Democrats have perverted that word. Just lay it out there like they have perverted the word science, because in order to do science, you have to have some skepticism, and you have to be able to do experiments and ask questions, gather data, and see if it fits your hypothesis. I mean, we all learned that, what, in the fifth grade or something? I mean, so we all understand what the method is about, but the Democrats have now come up literally with what we can now call political science. I'm not talking about what people study in college, political science, mm-hmm. but they've come up with a political science.
Well, 1,292 subjects, 8 months after their infection, they found that 96% of the subjects still carried the neutralizing antibodies, and 66% still carried a type of antibody called the nucleoprotein IgG, which is something that's really strong in a person's system. Now, the scientists then investigated antibody levels 1 year after infection by randomly selecting 367 of those suspects from the original group, which had not yet been vaccinated, and they had actually gotten COVID and had actually gotten over it. And 89% of the subjects still carried the neutralizing antibodies a year later, and 36% still carried the very powerful IgG antibody.
Very interesting. Well, again, if we are to look at these things, take them seriously, and then apply it, mm-hmm. we might actually help humanity yeah. get through this.
Yeah, and then here's where the rubber meets the road, and this is where Fauci is totally wrong. Antibody levels were higher in subjects who experienced severe COVID-19. Compared to those who had the mild disease. Those subjects had 2 to 7 times as many antibodies for at least 13 months after the infection, the ones that had it the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
It really is. It really is. And again, if we were able to do this, we could be so much farther down the road, Captain, with COVID if it hadn't been so politicized. And, of course, don't forget, Kamala Harris didn't want people to get vaccinated before because it was, the Trump vaccine, you know. And so a lot of that started with all that stuff during the election.
Yeah, and by the way, politicians in the city of Gainesville, Florida, where the University of Florida is, were attempting to violate Florida's ban on the vaccine passports by mandating that all Gainesville public employees get vaccinated or lose their jobs. Well, to the rescue comes Governor Ron DeSantis. They actually forced the city of Gainesville to reverse their illegal mandate with a massive victory for the jobs of the first responders and for the people that work for the government in Gainesville, Florida. Thank you, government, or Governor DeSantis.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. Because they were about to not only get fined and be in trouble, they were going to lose any money the state would give them for anything that they had expected to get in Gainesville. That was going to be their punishment.
Well, that's Governor DeSantis, again, standing up.
You bet. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yep, we got some weather to talk about tonight. The big old storms are moving away from the United States, thank God. And in the meantime, we're going to let Kathy take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you.
I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
A Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
At least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Donna Struscia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All right, thank you very much, Don and Don, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. By the way, find out more about them by going to cowboylogic.us. That's cowboylogic.us. And you'll have a real treat because you'll enjoy what you hear. I will definitely guarantee that one. Now, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Don't forget, the Pilot and Flying J is where you can stop and you'll be taken very good care of at the Pilot and Flying J. So give them a stop. Give them a chance. Stop by and see what they're all about. And don't forget to join the Drivers Club. Okay. We're going to do a little funk here at the moment.
street. I saw the girl when she was pumping. I waved my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club with jumping. Introduced myself a little, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby girl, and I'm a liar. Took to the hotel. She said, you're the king. So be my queen, if you know what I mean. Let's do the Wi-Fi. I thought this girl was gonna rock my world and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we turned into a house, one thing led to another. I get in the door, I go hit the floor, lift up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by the string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Always hype, and with me and the crew, leave a shim thing. I'm with a girl who's just my type. Form a precious little frame, I ain't lying, but she was fine. This way, young Miss Cole came in just and I think that she was mine. Took the to the limousine, it's still parked outside. I took the chauffeur when it was open, I gave her my whole ride. Just get off the dock, she went, I like that and clean. But that's what happened when body starts slapping from doing a wild thing.
Alrighty, that's Tone Loc. That song is called Wild Thing. And that's for all the U.S. mail haulers coming down my way from Atlanta, Georgia tonight. So, Kyle, that's who that was for.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
All right, well, I'm going to take a look at the weather. I'm going to read a statement, turn it over to you. We do have some weather out there tonight to be concerned about across the country. Now, a cold front will produce some thunderstorms and organized heavy rainfall that may result in possible flash flooding today. The main corridor for this activity will be from the central Gulf Coast states to the Great Lakes. Now, heavy rain may be a theme for the upcoming week, especially from the southeast and southern Appalachians into the middle Atlantic. Take it away, Kyle.
All right, Captain. Well, out west tonight, we still have a pretty quiet map, so that's some good news. But we do have some fire weather warnings to tell you about. That means low humidity and high winds when these things come along. So if you have a high-profile vehicle, you definitely want to be aware of them, especially if you're traveling up in northern Montana, up near the Glasgow area, along U.S. Highway 2. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Also, fire weather warnings down in Wyoming. This is going to be near Gillette, I believe I-90. Then also you've got Casper, Wyoming as well to contend with the low humidity and high winds, or at least gusty winds, I should say, for that area. Air quality alert continues in California, mostly central California. Looking to see some precipitation across parts of the west in the next couple of days or so. We do have a system that looks like it's coming in off of the off the west coast there, up in the Pacific Northwest. Seattle, looking at some rain on Sunday. That already occurred, of course, but also maybe Wednesday and Thursday, with Portland following perhaps on Wednesday in terms of when they might also see some rain in that area.
All right. Well, folks, if you're traveling up 35 tonight to Minneapolis, St. Paul, or you're going up to Duluth, or you're coming out of Wisconsin going 94 over into Minneapolis, St. Paul, up in the northwestern corner of Wisconsin tonight, you've got dense fog. That dense fog continues along the I-35 corridor up through Minneapolis, St. Paul. Also in the northern peninsula of Michigan and over into Canada tonight, dense fog. Now, we've got fog on Lake Michigan. We've got some rain on Lake Michigan tonight. Also got a little bit of rain and fog up in the northeastern corner of Michigan tonight, mixed. So be advised of that. We have very unsettled weather conditions tonight in the northwestern corner of Indiana, where it looks like as if we could have some storms developing during the course of the night or the day, whatever the case may be. Now, they talked about the central Gulf Coast being the originator of some weather today for the upper Midwest. Now, I can see where that would be. Alabama, and Mississippi and Louisiana, there could be some storms coming out of there, working their way up the Mississippi River Valley, if you will, all the way up into the upper Midwest, and we'll see if that indeed happens. In the meantime, we've got some rain activity and some flash flood watches in Georgia tonight, from central Georgia all the way to the Tennessee state line. So whether you're going up and down I-75 or across I-20 east and west, or I-85 coming out of Alabama up into South Carolina, you're going to be running into some rain there. Now, let's take a quick look here at the hurricane map, because Sam, Hurricane Sam, which is still a hurricane, is moving far and away from land right now. Not really a factor to anything except some rough seas. And Victor, which is now a tropical depression, is probably going to dissipate and be down to nothing here shortly. But we do have a disturbance called disturbance number one, which has a 10-20% chance of developing over the next 5 days, right on the edge of the Caribbean. And I will tell you that this storm is not going to move. This system, rather, is not going to move for a little while. And that means that over the next 3 to 5 days, the system would be very slow to develop. It's going to move west-northwest slowly through the week, through the late this weekend, through the Caribbean, and where it's going to wind up, nobody knows, and what it will be, nobody knows. But that's still to be decided. So that's the other thing we got going here, Kyle.
Exactly right. Yes, at the very least, that's a low percentage for chance of cyclone formation.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the other thing is that, speaking of cyclone formation, how about finding out a way that you can save a little money when you're out on the road, drivers? How about joining the Drivers Club? It's free. Pilot and Flying J. You get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy. It adds up, and you're able to use it down the line for purchases made in the store, or even discounts on your meal. If you want to save money on your fuel, then get a Pilot Flying J fuel card, and then the more you buy, the cheaper it gets. Kyle, tell us about Flying J.
Well, you're exactly right, Captain. The when you get hold of the My Rewards card at Pilot and Flying J, you're going to, of course, be able to start acquiring all your points. And those points, folks, they can go to all kinds of different things, including redeeming points for laundry services. If you're out on the road for days, you want to do your laundry, you can redeem it for that as well. You also get enrolled in the coffee club. You get 9 cups of coffee. You get the 10th cup free. And also you get a birthday treat on your birthday as well. So there's no reason to not get into the Drivers Club, folks.
So then I should go there on my birthday.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, folks, hold that thought. Kyle and I will be back with hour number two. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. So I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.